The human person is constantly communicating. The most obvious way is through the spoken word. But there are many other ways that we communicate. We make known our thoughts and ideas through writing, the old-fashioned way and the digital way. We express ourselves through texts and emails. We take pictures and share them with the world through social media. The snapshots can communicate what we think is beautiful or what we value and think is funny or sad. The posts we share are pictures of our lives and usually the best parts. We reveal ourselves through art, painting, picking colors, creating texture. Through music, we convey what words simply can't. Through different instruments, the notes and the harmonies working together, overlapping, expressing emotion and feeling. The human person is constantly communicating. And one way that we communicate is often forgotten, and that is through our physical body. It's through our bodies that we have a powerful ability to mean things. Have you looked into someone's eyes lately? What were they saying? I'm hurt, lonely, sad, ashamed? Have you noticed somebody's lips, eyebrows, and face? What were they saying? I'm happy, excited, exuberant, disappointed? When it comes to sex, what is our body saying? What is it communicating to the other person? For if our eyes can communicate something, our lips or eyebrows, when we're sexually intimate, what is it saying to the other person? Our bodies are saying, I am totally yours. You are totally mine. I hold nothing back from you. See me and receive me in totality of who I am. I see you and receive you in the totality of who you are. I offer myself to you freely, totally, fruitfully, without reserve. I am one with you. I love you. Sexual intimacy is designed by God to be a beautiful thing. It's designed to communicate the deepest longing of every person's heart, and that is love. And it is more than a communication of love. It is a participation in it. But what is it called when we say one thing, but it actually misrepresents the truth? Well, we call that a lie. And have you ever been lied to? And I think we all have. And what does it cause? Well, it causes hurt. See, what happens in sexual intimacy outside of the context of marriage? It's a lie. And why is it a lie? Because in sexual intimacy, we are saying, I'm totally yours. I am one with you. But not my bank account, not my future, not our living arrangements. My body might be saying I'm one with you, but nothing else about life is one with you. And so through sexual intimacy outside of the context of marriage, it is communicating to the other person a lie, and lies hurt. For example, a girl has sex with a guy and doesn't hear back from him, and she feels used. Why? Well, she was lied to. A guy has sex with a girl and he feels ashamed. Why? Because with his body, he has lied to her. He got pleasure without commitment. And now he doesn't want to face her. You see, sex is just not sex. God has placed within the body a powerful ability to communicate love. And with great power comes great responsibility. Pope John Paul II explained, the human body includes, right from the beginning, the capacity of expressing love. That love in which the human person becomes a gift, and by means of this gift fulfills the meaning of his being and existence. Sex, in the right context, is good. It's beautiful, and it's true. Sex in the wrong context, outside of marriage, causes hardship and ache, and it's a lie with our bodies.